So the last couple of weeks, we were discussing the idea of the party by Achashverosh that it said, Milagodol Atanim, that went from adults to children. And we pointed out that the Kadmoinim pointed out that that's different than the story by Loit. Well, Loit, by the story, when they came to the city of Sodom and they surround the city of Sodom, twice they said, young then adults. Not old then young, young then old. That was one of the kashas. And then we went on a detour and we discussed four possible, I think it was four, maybe five, four possible interpretations of the word gadol and katan. What does gadol and katan mean? So the first one was the easy one. It would be go by age. A gadol means older, katan means younger. That led off to a discussion. Okay, so by Achashverosh's meal, when it said mila gadol v'yad katan, does that mean katanim were there at the party as well? So gadol and katan, if it goes old and young, does it mean katanim were at the meal? That became a separate discussion. Then we said gadol and katan might not mean age, might mean status, chashuva people and less chashuva people. And then we had that discussion. Then we had a third interpretation of gadol and katan that represented Yaakov and Esav, or merely Jews and not Jews. Gadol and katan meant Jews and not Jews. And that meant Yaakov and Esav being gadol and katan. And then we took a detour into that parasha of Toldos, where it said Esav was wearing the gadol clothing and Yaakov was the katan, which meant gadol and katan had a fourth interpretation. The fourth interpretation was it meant based on physical size. So we had four interpretations: gadol and katan, age, status, yid and non-yid, and height and weight. Gadol and katan. Now we're going to go back to the original question, because we have to go through different terutzim still. So the question now was, it's a double question, of why it says mi gadol vad katan in that order, old to young by Achashverosh, and yet by the story of Loit, by the story of the everyone surrounding the house to get the malachim out, it says twice there, young to old. And that was how the Kadmoinim 1500s asked this question. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky gives an answer. He also, his Chumash Sefer, Time of the Krah, so it's Chumash, they keep on updating it and coming out more and more and more. It's a Hafeldika Sefer. It's Mamish, one of the underrated Sfarim in the world, in my humble opinion. It's unbelievable. And it usually is just a few lines. It's something that they say he doesn't mashki himself. And he did it Derech Agav, when things hit him and he would write it down. And he would be quoting answers. So he came up with a very easy answer. And it's interesting that once he came up with this answer, I see a lot of people quoting it in his name. And it's based on a Gemara. And we'll see after we go through what we've been doing, we'll see if we can ask a question, Rabbi Chaim. So the Gemara in Bracha, Samach Alf, and Alf says, fascinating idea. We have, going back to the beginning of time, so we have the snake approaches Chava, and the snake sets Chava to do something, and then Chava gets Adam to do something, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu now meets them, and he gives out punishments to everyone. And what it does is, the Gemara says this phrase right here, Rabbi Oimer. Rebbe says, when it comes to Choshev Azachin, how do you give out Choshev Azachin? You have a whole bunch of people in front of you. What do you do? Bigdula maschilim and agadol. You start from the Choshev guy. So you want to do something nice? Go to the number one guy, then number two, number three. When it comes to punishments, beklala maschilim and akotin. But when it comes to negative things, beklala, you start from the cotton. Open Gemara. Gemara has a whole page in it with a lot of good stuff. So it says like this now. So Reb Chaim says very simple. When you're talking about a party, Achashverosh is inviting to a party. What's that? An invitation to Choshev and Achoshev. Very chashuv. The king's invited to a party. So when it comes to a party by the king, you're maskim and a gadol. Therefore, the pasuk says, mila gadol v'yad katan. Pasuk, that's open Gemara. Gadol to katan. When you're talking, going back to the story of Sodom, what happens to the story of Sodom? It's all negative stuff. Either the first part of the negative, when they're doing the Averis, or they're seeking to do Averis, or the second part, a few psukim later, they're actually affected negatively with blindness. So when it comes to negatively, when it comes to Peronius, when it comes to Klala, then you go by the young to old. Very simple. Mamash open Gemara. Three-line Reb Chaim Kanevsky is always very simple. What he says, people are going to ask. He wasn't, it's Kadmoinim. I'm going to say, why did you switch the order from Achashverosh to Loit? Yeah, very simple. Gemara's typical Gemara over here. So I figure we'll go through this Gemara, and then we'll circle back around to see if this answer even makes any sense, even though it sounds good. So the simple thing now is, we're going to go on the second part. Maybe we'll get back to the first part. But the second part is, when it comes to negative stuff, we start from the Ketanah. That's what it says. And we call Maschil Menachot. And the Gemara goes into many different potential sources about it. But we're going to ask Akasha from a Gemara that we discussed, I think, here once, which might be contradicted to this Gemara. Also asked by early people. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, I didn't bring it here. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chesam Bey says that the king, it's by Klaisol, but the king goes in to get judged the first thing on Rosh Hashanah. The king gets judged first. Why does a king get judged first? Because either it's not covered to a king to wait outside, whatever that means in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, or before the anger gets bubbled over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, let me judge the king favorably. I'm not in such a quote, again, all words we have to take out of context, but words that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I don't want to be placed in a bad mood of what's going on, so I'll judge the king first, and then we'll slowly go vayit and vayit, and we'll start judging everybody else. But it's open Gemara, and we learn practical things from this halacha, that when it comes to judgment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the king comes first. That seems to be, on the surface, an open contradiction to this Gemara over here. This Gemara over here is saying what? Bigdula maskilim min hagadol, and biklala maskilim min hakatan. Biklala maskilim min hakatan means the negative part, you start with a cotton. So why are we saying you have the negative part, you start with a cotton? What are you talking about? It says over there that the king steps up to the plate first. And that's a kasha that's, surprisingly, the first time I saw brought down was really about a panim yafis. Meaning? Well, if we're giving out punishments, then...
Not every din is a punishment. Then you might come out clean. Happy answer.
No, oh, that's what you were saying? So the Parim Yafis gives this answer. It's a chiddush to answer. It's a big chiddush when you go through all the sugyas. The chiddush is going to be now that when it comes to judgment, we're going to judge the king first. And then we're going to go down and judge everybody, even if we know it's going to be a negative judgment. It could be that he's right, Israel's right, that we're not. Maybe it won't be negative. But even if we know it's going to be negative, we'll judge from the king first. But when it comes to meeting out the actual punishment phase, then we switch it around. The punishment phase, we start from the lower element of the population first. But from the judgment part, not. Fascinating, the Panim Yafis brings two rayas from the Pesukim here. And there's more, but and then we'll get to the... First raya, he quotes a pasuk in Ayin Tes Vav. Ayin Tes is Perak. Pasuk Vav says, Shvoi Chamascha. That's why he wrote a few Pesukim. Shvoi Chamascha lagoyim asher lo yiducha. V'amamlocha is asher b'shimcha lekaro. So it seems like Shvoi Chamascha, you're pouring out the anger. That's the meeting out of the punishment. Where does it go? To the goyim. That means amoinam. The regular people walking around. They're the ktanim. But then after it says v'amamlocha, put it then on the kingship. Which means you give the kings only the punishment after that. He says open pasuk. He quotes a second pasuk that we might know. Kuf Mem Tes Zayin. Kuf Mem Tes Zayin says, say it by davening ourselves. Oh, last says nekama by goyim. We're putting nekama by goyim. Teichechas by leumim. And leumim is the lashon of kingship, like we know by Parshas told us. Less of Achem. Less of Achem. I don't even quote that. I have to remember now. Mashav even says that. But here you have two psukim in Tehillim, which says that even though we know that the king is going in first, that's only for the judgment phase of what's happening. The actual execution of the punishment, we have a new klal now, which some of you will mechaben to. Now when it comes to the punishment phase, when it says maschilim and akotin, itaka applies to that. So that's all pretty good. Now we start with a Rashi. And the Rashi's in Bishalach. So Bishalach happens that the Yidden are leaving. They left. Bishalach is then when they're getting out of there. And now they're going toward... They're traveling away. And it says here, Hashem says, don't worry about it. And v'chazak diyaslei pari, don't worry, I'm going to strengthen his heart. V'radav chareyem, v'kabda v'pari v'chol cheloi. I will harden, what's v'kabda, I will harden against Paroi, king, and all of his cheloi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, why does it start with Paroi? Who hischa ba'avera? Since he started with the avera, we met who hischa ba'parnias. He started with the avera. Since Pari was the one originally, you medayik in the psukim, he started all the gezeris against the yidden started from Pari alein. So since he started, then the punishment goes out to him as well. So before we give your answer, of course, Azariah, they want to say again, we're taking a step back to what you guys have said, but it worked the same way. The Taz on this Rashi says avakasha. We have a phrase that says maschilim when it comes to paranias menakotin. So what's going on here? What are you saying? You started with Pari? It's not true. You don't start with Pari. Pasuk is saying Pari v'chol cheloi, which means you're starting from Pari. Well, it's not true. Not true at all. You don't do it. So the Taz gives an answer. Chiddush, Taz says, I'll tell you what, it's very simple. When we say the king walks in first, king goes first. You know what that is? Because otherwise you say the king goes first. No, that's by a Yiddish king. A Jewish king, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's looking to protect. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you Jewish king, come on in first. I'll be going quotes around it. I'll get my, before my bad mood kicks in, if you say such phrases, and I'll let the Jewish king in first. But when it comes to the Goyish king, I don't have any of that gang. Comes Goyish king, it's not true at all. Therefore, why is Pari going first here? Pari shouldn't go first. Maskilim and Akotin. There's a Taz is saying. Maskilim and Akotin. She says, no, because the reason why over here there's a special reason is because I'll tell you why. Who hischa b'aveira koydim? That's what the Taz says, which means the Taz disagrees with your answer. But the Panim Yafis says, no. Let me go back to my original statement. The original statement is, no, it's Pashit. When it comes to the judgment, the king goes first. When it comes to the punishment, what do? You go to the cotton first. So why is Pari being punished first? We're talking about the punishment. Why is Pari going first? Oh, new gang. Normally, the punishment goes on to the Katanim, like we said before. The judgment is the king steps into court first. Punishment goes on to the Katanim. You have a pasuk that says the opposite. Here is a special diak. Normally, in a normal situation, all things are equal. Everything is considered equal. You know what you do? Katanim get punished first. But if the Gedolim are the ones who is chilu ba'avera, they started this whole process, and they get punished first. So let's go what we have until now. We have the question of Gedolim and Katanim, how it works out. We have a Rav Chaim Kempsi saying very simple, that it's Pashut. By punishment, you go for Katanim first. That's why Loit, by Sdoim, it says punishment on the Katanim first. And by the invitations to the party, which is a good thing, we go Gedolim. We then analyze this Gemara. What does it mean Katanim get punished first? We said it's not as simple as that sounds. It's not always Katanim get punished first. There'll be times when Gedolim get punished first, like when they start the process. And maybe we don't know if Katanim gets punished first and Gedolim get punished first. How does it apply? Does it mean only the punishment or including the trial as well? That was our deek we had as well. So if we stop here, it's interesting to God. Reb Chaim wanted to say that when it comes, the reason why, by light, what happened was that the Ketanim were mentioned first. Very pashut, because the Gemara says Ketanim get mentioned because the Gemara says in Brachas that when it comes to the punishment phase, everyone agrees, maybe everything. The punishment phase, the Ketanim go first. So of course, when it comes to blinding people, you're gonna blind the Ketanim first. But there's a problem. That's Reb Chaim's answer. But I'll tell you, I want to read a Rashi to you. We did this Rashi. Rashi says what? What does it say they got blinded here? Rashi says Mikotav Agadol. Now I have to answer you right now. Why does the pasuk, according to Reb Chaim Kanevsky, why does the pasuk say Mikotav Agadol? Why? Very simple, because the Gemara in Bracha says Mikotav Agadol. When it comes to klala, we maskim and a cotton. But we read this Rashi before. You know Rashi says it? Mikotav Agadol. Why is Mikotav Agadol? Haktanim. Since the Ketanim has chilu ba'avera, they began the avera chila. Since they began chila, shenem psalkim early b'narad zaken. That was our whole discussion for 2 weeks. And it said narad zaken with the same people. But Rashi is openly saying lefichach his chila haparonius mehem. Rashi is saying that the reason why the Ketanim got punished in the ma'isa of light is because the Ketanim started the avera. So what's Reb Chaim Kanevsky saying?
What does that mean?
That means since they began the process, because a few psukim earlier it says they gathered around the house, the ketanim and the gedolim, which meant they gathered first. The pashas, how you read the pasuk, the ketanim came to the house first to surround them, and then the adults followed the ketanim. Since the ketanim started the process surrounding the house, when it came to the blindness, the ketanim got punished first. So that's against what Reb Chaim Kanevsky is saying. He's saying that the reason why the ketanim get punished, they always get punished first. If they always get punished first, I don't have them coming forward first. Even if they didn't come forward first, they get punished first. Because in the punishment phase of the things we said before, when it comes to punishment, we always give the ketanim first. What's Reb Chaim saying? I didn't see anyone asking on him. But in general, there's a kasha now. We don't even have to Reb Chaim for this. Rashi's saying that the Ketanim get punished first. Why? Because they came first. Why is that not a problem with the Gemara? The Gemara is coming up with rayas on how you know Ketanim get punished first. Why does the Gemara have a simple raya from the case of over here? Vosepis, by the case of Loit, we had to come on to a new theory that they started the process. Who cares if they started the process? They get punished first anyway. That's the question we're asking on this Rashi, which is tying into us what Ketanim get punished. So again, what? The Gemara Brachas is a Gemara. Rashi Grada, again, there's a million Rashis. Rashi in Paroi and by Lloyd saying the same thing, but it's two different cases. By Lloyd, Rashi's saying, oh, but the Ketanim started the problem. And it's really a Medrash, by the way. The Medrash says this. The Medrash says the Ketanim got punished first because they started first. I have a different answer. They got punished first. You know why? Because Ketanim always got punished first. That's the kash we have to ask now. So we spoke about it a couple weeks ago that when it says the Ketanim got punished, we asked the Kasha then. How can it be Ketanim get punished? They don't get punished on the 20. What was one of the answers we gave them? It's going to answer this. Go back to the videotape and just say Warner Wolf, right? So one of the answers we said then, we asked the Kasha a few weeks ago. Kush wasn't even here then. He has an excuse. What do we say then? What does it mean the Ketanim don't get punished anyway? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu at 20 years old. So one of the answers we gave them was, it wasn't the punishment. It was a protection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't punishing the people to go blind. He was protecting the people inside the house. Why? They were looking for the door to break in. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's only going to say, okay, yeah, I don't want to do. I don't want them going to the house. I have to punish them. I'm going to punish the adults. So who cares? And they'll still be able to get into the house. The Ketanim will tell the guy, walk out to your left. Go two steps to the left and get in. So we said a few weeks ago that when it came to the story of Loit, it was not a case of punishment. A case of punishment, you do not punish someone under 20 years old. But in the case of protection, we brought the case of in the Midbar, in the case of where Moshe Rabbeinu locked the guy up on Shabbos. We said, we don't lock people up on Shabbos. We let people run away on Shabbos. No, as a punishment, as a punishment, the Bezdin doesn't work on Shabbos. But to protect the city or something like that, if a husband's about to run away forever, we'll chop the guy and put him in jail. It's a holding cell. I think that was your line. Holding cell. But we said over here, we're going with two different answers first. The first answer is going to be, what does it mean by light that he punished people under the age of, that he punished the Ketanim first? So I'll tell you why. We always punish Ketanim first. Yes. When it comes to punishment, we're going to punish Ketanim first under the age of 13. This was not a case of punishment. This is a new gang here. You know what the new gang was? Protect the Malachim, the daughters of light inside the house. Protection. Okay. When it comes to protection, how do we mete out protection punishments? It's like a new, we create a new yisoid here. It's not punishment. It's called protection. Protection punishment. How do I mete out protection punishment? I look, who did the crime first? So since Rashi has to tell us, you know why the Ketanim went first? I'll tell you why. This is not the regular klal of Ketanim go first. The regular klal of Ketanim go first is when it's a punishment. This is not a case of punishment. This is a case of protection. So how do I do it? I'll tell you how to do it. Whoever started the process, he's the one who gets punished. That's answer number one over there. Answer number two, a chiddush nairas, I found that the only time we say Ketanim go first in the punishment process is when they're going to remain alive. When they're going to remain alive, then we have a klal in Masechta Brachas. Normally, Bezdin's giving out punishment. It's referring to, it doesn't seem to say, might be, an example, give a case of Malchus. Two people do Malchus. Who do you give Malchus to first? You give it to the cotton. Whatever the cotton means, whatever that word cotton means, he goes first. But over here, in the end, Chiddush Nayra, everyone was going to die in the next 3 hours, whatever it was. During the nighttime, they surrounded the house, and then within by the morning, already the whole city was uprooted. So when it comes to a case, that means like this. We have a situation where they always tell people, God forbid, these situations. Two people are with a gun to the head. I'm giving you a choice, God forbid. The guy's given the choice. Either he takes the bullet first, or he watches his friend get killed first. How do you do this thing? So it could be in such a case, right? What does the guy want? The guy doesn't want the extra 2 minutes of life if he has to watch his family get wiped out first. So in that case, Eina Chanami, you would kill the gadol first. When it comes to staying alive, the Chiddush never to say this though. When it comes to staying alive, the Gemara's klal applies. The Gemara says maskil v'nakatan. Yes, that's when everyone's going to remain alive. And remain alive, we show the king a little respect. We'll punish everyone first, as claim to punish, and then we get to you. Fine. When it comes to death, we don't want him to watch everyone die before him, so we kill the death person first. So Rashi has to say, wait a second, over here, by the case, everyone's around the city. What was going to happen 25 minutes later? Everyone's going to die. So if everyone's going to die, we should be punishing the gadol first. Oh, but I'll tell you why I did the kind of first. It doesn't apply in this case. Why doesn't it apply in this case? Because they're all going to die. So what am I doing? Oh, I'll do the Ketanim first. I mean, why? You throw up a ball. Pick one out of two. But I'll tell you why. Because the Ketanim started the process. So in a case where they started the process, I have a reason to give them the punishment that they'll stay, that they're going to pass away anyway to. I give them that punishment. So it comes back to the original question. Vos epis that by invitations to weddings, if not parties. Invitation to the party, Ahasuerus, the Esther said, "Me legodol v'yakon." And why, by Sdoim, it said the reverse order. From Chaim Kessy, came up with an answer. His answer going to be, it depends for good things or bad things. By the good things, you start with the adults in the room. Older, adults doesn't mean only age. It might mean more chashuv, like we said last time. It might be a status thing, whatever it means. Gedolim get invited first, and then ketanim. When it comes to negativity, again, you could decide what ketanim and what gedolim means. When it comes to negativity, you go with the ketanim and then the gedolim. But either way now, we have to come back to the original pshat. When we're coming onto this story of Esther, we have the words means gadol at cotton, and we have two kashas that we're dealing with right now. What is the interpretation of gadol and cotton? Status, age, Jew, guy, whatever it's going to be. And then you have to know that once we know what parameters we're talking about gadol, what parameters are called the cotton, we then have to figure out why it said gadol before it said cotton. We'll continue Mitzvah next week.